Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's going to be interesting is, like, if you were the Texans, let's say the Texans, where would they draft right now? What would their position have
fourth.
Been?
Fourth.
Okay. So if they were fourth.
Offensive tackle.
But there's not one. You want Orlando Brown there? Yeah. I would draft Quentin Nelson if you were
Well,
there.
I would trade down then and grab Orlando Brown. But you can't. You have to get that offensive
What about
line
you
fixed.
Get a dominant? I think Quentin Nelson is going to be an all-time guard. Like an all-pro. My comp on him is Larry Allen. Now, everyone's going to say Zach Martin, white guy from Notre Dame, yeah. And it's going to you know, fit neat and nice. And no one – and I ran this Larry Allen thing by my little offensive line crew, you know, Jeff Schwartz, like former players, Aaron Taylor, Duke, you know, guys who have done it. And they're like, ooh, I feel a little uncomfortable comparing anybody to Larry Allen. And I get that. We all felt uncomfortable about the Michael Jordan comparison.
But he was right.
With Deshaun Watson. But I really, truly believe that Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame, is going to be one of the all-time greats at guard. And if you have a chance to have one of the all-time greats, if I were the Texans and you had that pick, I would take him.
At four?
Yeah, I would take him at four. I have no
Could
th-
you
I think
trade down and get
best.
Him still?
No. I don't think he leaves the top five. And as a matter of fact, the Cleveland Browns
That's
should be
wild that
him.
A guard
yeah.
is going to be is almost guaranteed.
But he's so five. Much better than any other offensive lineman in this draft. Like, it's not even really close. He is substantially better. These mock drafts that have Connor Williams ahead of Quentin Nelson, these guys haven't done any work, or they would never say that kind of thing. They have not studied any of these guys.
However,
they don't
doesn't an offensive a tackle.
Well, that's the other thing. Connor Williams ain't going to be a tackle. And if he starts at a tackle, he'll eventually move to guard. He'll be like Brandon Scherff and move down to guard. And if you want to compare guard to guard, Quentin Nelson blows him away. He blows everybody away at guard. So, to me, Saquon Barkley plays a position that's not typically a top three pick anymore. Running back, right? You don't do that. Leonard Fournette went four.
Fourth. And guess what?
Zeke Elliott went four, right? It was a four or five for Zeke. I think it was four.
Four.
If I'm Cleveland at number one, and you can't trade out of that pick, because there's not a quarterback in this draft I would touch with the first pick. Zero of them. None of them. I would take Saquon Barkley. I don't care.
They can't.
I would take a running back.
Because there's so, the reason Sashi Brown's not there is because he refused to take a quarterback with that first pick. You don't think Josh... I don't care. I'll take Josh Rosen first overall.
If you don't think he can do it, you can't do it. You can't fall into that trap if you don't think a guy...
Well, where would you take... But what? He's beat fifth pick? Seventh pick? What's the difference? What's the difference? I got to get a franchise quarterback.
I don't think he's a guy that will get you fired. I don't think he loves football. People who have coached him have said he's difficult. He challenges everything you say. He's not coachable. His teammates don't rally around him.
He hasn't won.
You don't make that guy. What's that?
He hasn't won.
He hasn't won. There's not one reason to draft him first. You are taking a massive leap of faith if you draft Josh Rosen. Sam Darnold's not in this draft. You're not drafting Baker Mayfield first.
No.
5'11" quarterback. He's not going to measure six. You're not drafting a 5'11" quarterback first.
Josh Allen.
Do you? Oh my God, Jake Locker.
Yeah.
The guy who can't hit 60% in college at Wyoming. Do you? Why would you not take Saquon? Like this year of all years, there's no dominant cornerback. There's no dominant pass rusher. I don't think Bradley Chubb is that guy. Although I think he'll go top five. Why not take a great player?
But this is supposed to be the great quarterback draft, it's not, Lance.
It's that's not, that, what they told
that's
us.
That's what they told
that
us.
That narrative's over.
Okay. You know,
that narrative's over.
Well, it turned out that actually last year's was the great quarterback draft.
Yeah, yeah. They screwed up.
And the year before was actually pretty good with Goff and Wentz.
Yeah. Sam, Josh.
This is the draft.
The other Josh.
Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. Quarterbacks everywhere.
Is it crazy to think that Lamar Jackson would be the best quarterback
in this
draft?
By the way, if you're the Browns, you have more than one first round pick.
So would you use a quarterback at four?
You consider that. To me, go get you know what I'd do? I'd go try to get Saquon one and hope Quentin Nelson fell past the Colts Can you imagine at three the Browns to number four, and I would go get two Pro Bowlers to pair with Pro Bowler Myles Garrett, and I would start to beat people's ass
and
on a
zero
basis.
Quarterbacks.
And run you know Deshaun what? Kaiser I'll just I'll keep one. No, I would I maybe take one in a second or move up into the first and go grab.
Well, they got
Baker
multiple
Mayfield
second round picks.
26.
They got
whatever.
A tech. They got multiple second round.
They got
picks
a zillion
too.
Picks in the yeah. top 50.
They can move right back.
You
into
can
the
maneuver
first.
Around and do whatever you want. But go get the two surefire guys. Saquon, to me, is surefire.
Is it crazy to say that Lamar Jackson could be the best quarterback in this draft?
Don't ask me, because I feel like
you know
it's
what? I don't think it's crazy anymore.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's crazy anymore. I don't think Josh Allen, to me, isn't consistent. You can't throw the ball consistently, accurately. I don't buy into you. If you are Sam Darnold, you're out of the draft. For those who missed it, he's going back to school. If you're Josh Rosen, I don't think you're a leader of men. And I think when he's already telling you, if I just have certain preferences of where I'd like to go. As soon as a quarter, you weren't mm-hmm. here when all that stuff went down. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel when mm-hmm. quarterback goes, I just would rather play in New York. I would rather not play in Cleveland.
Oh, you mean like Eli?
Eli did the same thing.
You mean like John Elway? You mean like, I mean, are you kidding me? Who wants to play for the Browns? And oh, by the way, I don't know that they're wrong. If Brandon Whedon wasn't drafted by the Browns, he might still be a serviceable quarterback in the NFL.
You know what? I don't like quarterbacks who already are in quit mode before.
It ain't quit mode. It's history.
Because I don't see. When I watch him, I don't see John Elway.
Now, let's give John Dorsey a little bit of... you know what? He hasn't been there. Uh-oh. And you know what? I don't know how long Hugh Jackson's going to last, but Hugh Jackson isn't a bad coach. He's a good coach.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he is.
Based on his 1-31 as a head
well,
coach?
But I mean, he hasn't.
How do you sell good coach at 1-31?
Well, I thought he was a better coach in Oakland, and he really didn't get a shot.
I'm not, you know, a hard time selling me on the Hugh Jackson's a good coach train.
People
in Cleveland are freaking the out right now that Hugh Jackson is retained. Amen. You got to see.
Really?
And now you're asking why Josh Rosen may not want to be part of that? Hey, Lance, we got a job for you. You're going to be our featured player, but this is a station who, well, actually you kind of came back to that. I can't even make that joke. This is a station who's had failure after failure after failure, but we're going to draft, but we you think you can says? Change. We can change. You can change
it. The culture?
Yeah. It's you, Lance.
If I have a bunch of top round picks around me that I know are coming in, a bunch of talented people coming in, like a Rich Lord and whatnot, just all coming to the station, I'll say, yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'll be part of that.
Yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
What? 8:30 ESPN 97.5 with that, taking a break.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.